Hickok's uneven eyes turned toward a window in the visiting room. His face, puffy, pallid as a funeral lily, gleamed in the weak winter sunshine filtering through the bar-shrouded glass. The poor lady. She wrote the warden and asked him if she could speak to Perry the next time she came here. She wanted to hear from Perry himself how he killed those people, how I never fired shot one. All I can hope is that someday we'll get a new trial, and Perry will testify and tell the truth. Only I doubt it. He's plain determined that if he goes, I go. Back to back. It's not right. Many a man has killed and never seen the inside of a death cell. And I never killed anybody. If you've got $50,000 to spend, you could bump off half of Kansas City and just laugh, ha ha. A sudden grin obliterated his woeful indignation. Uh-oh. There I go again. Old crybaby. You'd think I'd learn. But honest to God, I've done my damnedest to get along with Perry. Only he's so critical. Two-faced. So jealous of every little thing. Every letter I get. Every visit. Nobody ever comes to see him except you, he said, nodding at the journalist, who was as equally well acquainted with Smith as he was with Hickok. Or his lawyer. Remember when he was in the hospital? With that phony starvation routine? And his dad sent the postcard? Well, the warden wrote Perry's dad and said he was welcome to come here anytime. But he never has showed up. I don't know. Sometimes you got to feel sorry for Perry. He must be one of the most alone people there ever was. But, oh, the hell with him. It's mostly every bit his own fault. Hickok slipped another cigarette away from a package of Pall Malls, wrinkled his nose, and said, I've tried to quit smoking. Then I figure what difference does it make under the circumstances? With a little luck, maybe I'll get cancer and beat the state at its own game. For a while there, I was smoking cigars. Andy's. The morning after they hanged him, I woke up and called to him, Andy? The way I usually did. Then I remembered he was on his way to Missouri, with the aunt and uncle. I looked out in the corridor. His cell had been cleaned out, and all his junk was piled there. The mattress off his bunk, his slippers, and the scrapbook with all the food pictures. He called it his icebox. And this box of Macbeth cigars. I told the guard Andy wanted me to have them, left them to me in his will. Actually, I never smoked them all. Maybe it was the idea of Andy, but somehow they gave me indigestion. Well, what's there to say about capital punishment? I'm not against it. Revenge is all it is, but what's wrong with revenge? It's very important. If I was kin to the Clutters, or any of the parties York and Latham dispensed with, I couldn't rest in peace till the ones responsible had taken that ride on the big swing. These people that write letters to the newspapers. There were two in a Topeka paper the other day. One from a minister, saying, in effect, what is all this legal farce? Why haven't those sons of bitches Smith and Hickok got it in the neck? How come those murdering sons of bitches are still eating up the taxpayers' money? Well, I can see their side. They're mad because they're not getting what they want. Revenge. And they're not going to get it if I can help it. I believe in hanging. Just so long as I'm not the one being hanged.